I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This football story starts on November 3rd this season. That night, RB Leipzig is awarded the penalty in extra time against Paris Saint-Germain in the Champions League. Dominik Szoboszlai grabs the ball and carefully places it on the penalty spot. Gianluigi Donnarumma argues with the referee, protesting the penalty. But the decision has been made. The crowd in Leipzig holds its breath. If Szoboszlai scores, they equalize against the star-studded team of Paris Saint-Germain. Szoboszlai takes a deep breath and starts to run. He shoots the ball in the lower left corner of the goal. Donnarumma dives in the same direction, but the ball is too quick. The Hungarian super talent Dominik Szoboszlai has scored his first goal in the Champions League. This episode of our podcast is dedicated to the story of Dominik Szoboszlai, one of the biggest talents in the world of football and the most expensive Hungarian football player ever. My name is Sam van Raalte and welcome to The Home of Football, a podcast by 433. Let's go. Let's dive into the story of the Hungarian super talent Dominik Szoboszlai. I got a little bit of extra help from one of my colleagues for this podcast. Tim van Dam is one of the hosts at 433 on Instagram. Tim, how are you doing?
I'm really fine. Thanks for having me here.
So you got the chance to visit Dominik Szoboszlai in Leipzig, in Germany. So can you tell me a little bit of what the trip was like?
Yeah, it was quite special because he was voted as talent of the month, I think, for Leipzig. And of course, he's quite a highly anticipated player, so it's always fun to travel to Leipzig. We were quite welcome there. It's a really heartwarming if you see how they welcome us there. So, it's a highly anticipated player, so we were quite excited to do it.
Okay, cool. So I've never been to Leipzig or RB Leipzig, you know. I've never visited the club. So how would you describe the club and the environment?
Leipzig is actually quite a beautiful city in eastern Germany. It's quite a ride from Amsterdam to Leipzig. But yeah, the stadium is quite impressive because you don't see it until you're in front of it. It's a bit of in a...
A valley?
Yeah. So, and then when you enter the stadium, it's quite impressive. The color is sort of aqua green, which isn't very common in stadiums. So, it's a nice vibe, and of course it's really new. So, where other clubs, they want to present their history. RB Leipzig is just starting. Mm. And that's visible, that it's a club with a lot of perspective.
Mm. So there you met Dominik Szoboszlai, right? The most expensive Hungarian player ever, one of the biggest talents of the club, definitely one of the biggest talents of Hungary. How would you describe his character?
Oh, really humble, actually.
Mm.
Yeah, really patient also, because he was quite early at the appointment. So, and he just waited.
You
just
guys had to set up everything.
Yeah, we had to set up everything. Our camera guy was sweating like a pig. running.
Which camera guy was it?
Pascal, the bald guy. And we also had Mette with us. And you know how Mette is. He's just...
A lot of energy.
A lot of energy and really immediately bonding with Dominik. So that gave us a little bit of time to set everything up. But yeah, he was really humble but not shy. And also not really super outgoing, but just relaxed guy.
All right, so Tim met Dominik Szoboszlai in Leipzig. I gave Tim a list with a couple of topics to discuss for the podcast. Tim and Dominik sat down in a VIP lounge in the stadium and started at the beginning. Dominik Szoboszlai's childhood in Hungary.
Everything is started with my father. He was also playing football, and since I can go, so I can move my legs, I just played football. I have always the ball with me. Also followed him a lot, and like as a child, you do what your father do. He played football in Hungary, first league, but not so much. Otherwise, second league and stuff like that. So he was playing football, and sometimes also in a game, I just ran in to the game, and he has to kick me off. So I really liked how he did, and also that's why I started to do. He started to work with me when I was one or even less. We just started to work with the ball always. Some challenges. If I do it, you can have ice cream, or and if you can do it, then you cannot have ice cream. And that's why I was like, I want to be the football player. My father was always harder with me. He was my coach, so he was always harder with me when we was in the training. So if the training was at 4, the other training was at 3, so I had to be at 2 there, train alone, then train with the team at 3, then train with the team at 4, and then stay there to train more alone. And if I did something wrong, he was the first one who came to me and say, if you do it again, you will see. So I was like, I was a little bit scared of him, but I know what he wanted from me. But now I know what he wanted from me. But when you are 15 or 14, you want to go to in the city with your friends and maybe go to the cinema. And for me, it was not like this. For me, it was just the ball, just the football, just him, and just the pitch. So he helped me a lot, also in the pitch and also outside of the pitch, because as I said, I trained really all day if I could, and also like mentally. If we went home and the training was not that way what he wanted from me, he was telling me like, do this better, do this better. I don't care about the other ones, I care just about you, so just do our things, and then it will pay off. And also once when I was at home, we just watched Champions League, and the anthem, I heard it, and I say to him, I want to hear this in the pitch. And 2 years ago, the dreams came true, so I was really happy.
Dominik Szoboszlai made it to the Champions League, first with RB Salzburg and now with RB Leipzig. But his road to that stage was long. Over the last couple of decades, Hungary didn't produce a lot of top-level players, so it was not a given that Szoboszlai would make it to this level. Not at all. Here's Szoboszlai on where he grew up.
I grew up in the fifth biggest city, or sixth, I don't know, in Hungary. was an okay city. Was not like Budapest. Budapest is a lot of to do and also a lot of people. There where I grew up was easy, and also we lived in a small apartment with even one room, and they put me a half of the room alone. So yeah, to look back to it, it's really nice what we have now. So I know where I'm coming from. I know what I did, and I know I worked a lot for it. Hungary didn't have since 20 years a world-class player. I think all three who is playing now for RB Leipzig, we are here, and we are also playing for Hungary. This is what you can count with, but I'm really proud to be Hungarian, and I really proud to do this ways what I did from me, and also did for my country, and also for my parents, because they give me everything since I was 18, and now everything has changed. So I'm really happy to help them also, and now we are quit.
At home, Szoboszlai's mother was not involved in football, but she played a crucial role for Szoboszlai off the pitch. His father was the one who made him believe he could become a professional football player. And he told the young Szoboszlai that if he wanted to become a top-level player, sooner or later he would have to move abroad. That opportunity came along when Szoboszlai was 16 years old.
We played the national team once against Switzerland, and the scout of Salzburg saw me, started to contact my agent, and they wanted that I join them. Then I went there for 1 week. We fixed everything and started to play for Salzburg. When I was 15, I didn't play, but I trained there. I always trained until Thursday, then Friday I went home, played for the team in Hungary, and Sunday I went back to train again and start a week. This went for 1 year, and when I was 16, I could join the team in Salzburg. I was like sure that I want to join Salzburg. I had another chances, but with Salzburg I had this feeling that they want me. They want me really, so they don't care where I'm from. Like, as you said, Hungary, small country, small city, nobody could believe in you, and also nobody believed in me. I believed in myself, maybe also my father believed in me, but a lot of people was like, oh, he's from Hungary, he cannot do this, and I was like, this was not a pressure for me. This was a chance to show them, okay, I don't care. It's me, not you. I can do it and I will do it. Yeah, it was not easy to move from Hungary to another country without my parents, without my friends, without everybody who I know. But I knew it's gonna happen because my father told me all the time, once you have to leave. And I was preparing myself, okay, I have to be ready. I have to be ready for a new life alone. I couldn't speak English, I couldn't speak German. I just went there alone. Nobody could speak Hungarian. So it was not easy. Just started to train, showing myself. Went to the school for 1 year, trying to learn German. And yes, the first few months was not easy.
Dominik Szoboszlai had to adapt to RB Salzburg, and he developed an interesting relationship with manager Marco Rose. Rose is now the manager of Borussia Dortmund, but he was an academy coach at Salzburg back then. Szoboszlai learned a lot from him, but it wasn't always easy.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
It's a funny relationship between us because he was the first coach who called me to the first team. And when I was 16, I went to the first team and I thought, okay, it's going to be easy. Like what I did in Liefering, if I do the same, it will work for the first team. And he was the coach who take me a little bit down and always fight with me. And also he was against me. And with 16, I was thinking, okay, he don't like me, or even he hates me maybe, or he don't like my style, or I don't know. And after that, I realized I had a big talk with him. And after that, I realized, okay, I had to work more. I have to do more on the pitch. I have to run more. I have to fight more. I have to do more for the team. And he learned me this. And after that, my time came. I started to play for him as well. And yes, after this wasn't easier, because if he don't do this to me, I will still maybe in this mind, in my own mind, okay, this is enough. And he learned me that it's never enough. The philosophy from Red Bull, it's like against the ball. The mentality, the fight for each other, the Gegenpressing calls in German. This is what they are going to teach you from the beginning when you started to play for them. And it's not easy to learn this. Like if you was pressing like three times and you want to rest a little bit, no, it coming the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, all the time you have to press. And this is how you prepare yourself for the first team. They give a lot of chance for the young guys, but also the young guys has to show. Like if you don't show, you will not play. So you have to show you are good, you are ready, you are able to do what they say, and then you will get the chance, and then you can be the first 11 for always.
Szoboszlai broke through at RB Salzburg, and after a couple of seasons in the first team, a lot of clubs wanted to sign him. It was RB Leipzig, a partner club of RB Salzburg, that signed him for a record-breaking transfer fee of 22 million euros. Szoboszlai instantly became the most expensive Hungarian player ever.
It was really fast. Like a lot of team was interested in me, and I was speaking. Not me, but my agent was speaking with a lot of clubs, and once it just came Leipzig one day, the second day or the third day, we fixed everything and they said yes. And I had this feeling like they really want me, like they don't, as I say, they don't care where I'm from, who I am, they really want me, and this is what I liked, and that's why I chose also Leipzig. Yeah, I was the most expensive player in Hungarian history, but as I said, it was no pressure for me. I just do my own things. I had a goal to come from Hungary to Salzburg. Then it was not a big step. It was a big step, but as you see the names from the clubs, it was maybe not the biggest step. And I come from Salzburg to Leipzig. Also, if you look at the names, from where I could choose, it's also not the biggest step. It was not my goal to go as a team who has the biggest name. I want to prepare myself for the top level, and I was like, thing for my career is the best choice to come to Leipzig. So it was not a not the pressure to be the most expensive player. But it's nice. I was not cheap, but it's not my deal. I worked for it. And also Salzburg could say, okay, this much I want for him because he did very well in the last two and a half years. And Leipzig was not even thinking about it. They say just, okay, we want him. Doesn't matter how much.
We also spoke with Jesse Marsch. He's a manager who worked with Szoboszlai at both RB Salzburg and RB Leipzig. Here's Jesse Marsch on how Szoboszlai ended up on his radar and how he views Szoboszlai's character.
I followed Red Bull Salzburg for a lot of years, and I was watching the Liefering team and watching the Youth League and watching RB Salzburg, or Red Bull Salzburg, and the same name kept popping up, Dominik Szoboszlai. And you could see his talent, and you could see his ability with his right foot. And so, you know, I at that moment, I decided I was going to follow that player a little bit more. I've gotten to know Dominik Szoboszlai really well over the last 3 years. We've worked very closely together. He has a great personality. He has incredible confidence. And he's a likable guy. Like, I think he's always been very popular in the teams because he likes to laugh. He comes to training every day with a lot of energy. So in young players, I always feel like that kind of personality is what you're looking for, because you want fearless type of people. You want fearless, you want guys that aren't afraid in the locker room to say what they think, even though they're the youngest guy there. So that's, I think, the quality that Szobo has.
Not everything went as planned. After signing for RB Leipzig, Szoboszlai was seriously injured. He was out for over 8 months, and he had to deal with a setback like that for the first time in his career.
Yeah, from my injury I learned a lot, because I never had an injury like this, that I had to stop more than 1 month, and I was out now for 8 months. I just learned that I have to take care of my body a lot, because this is your, with this you can work. If this is not working, you can't work. So I'm just taking care of my body a lot. And like I said, thank God it's not coming back till now. And also hopefully will not come back again. But this injury is gone, thank God. So I just concentrate on myself, as many minutes as I can, play for Leipzig in the Cup, in the Bundesliga and in the Champions League, and also for Hungary. I got my debut in the Cup, in the German Cup. I got, I think, 11 minutes. I scored also once. I was really happy, so I played also friendly games before, but I didn't have this feeling, I am back. And at this time I felt, okay, I am back now. It was away, so it was not a lot of points with us, but I got a pass from Chan. I just realized I am one against the keeper, and I had to score. I was really happy after 8 months.
9 minutes remaining in this game, but it's all Leipzig, and they might get a fourth goal here. They will get a fourth goal here, and a man has scored with his first touch. First game in competition football for the 20-year-old Dominik Szoboszlai.
After recovering from his injury, Szoboszlai scored his first goal for Leipzig in the Cup against SV Sandhausen. A couple of weeks later, he was on fire as well in the Bundesliga against Stuttgart, scoring a brace.
And oh, it's a terrific goal! Dominik Szoboszlai, stylish! And how about that as your opening statement with RB Leipzig? Pure class and purity of hit. It's the first Leipzig goal of the Jesse Marsch era in the Bundesliga. And what a hit.
What?
And it comes from Szoboszlai. Oh!
He can do no wrong. It caught everyone by surprise. Well, a night in Leipzig that Dominik Szoboszlai is never going to forget.
He then assisted a couple of goals as well and scored again in the Bundesliga against Greuther Fürth.
Here on Kunku flips it across. What a finish. Brilliant stuff. Another first touch goal. Dominik Szoboszlai makes it 3-1.
Szoboszlai also scored another goal in the cup, this time versus Babelsberg.
Lovely ball out for Szoboszlai! And they have got that goal! That has been so elusive. Literally a couple of seconds before the full 45 was gone. Great pass from Paulsen. That final pass has been missing, but not there.
Then Szoboszlai scored that penalty to equalize in a home game against Paris Saint-Germain in the Champions League. He also scored a crucial goal in a win over Manchester City. Szoboszlai quickly became a regular starter at Leipzig. He scored and assisted a bunch of goals already, and he's just getting started. Here's Jesse Marsch on Szoboszlai's qualities and potential.
I mean, obviously he has an incredible technical ability with his right foot on free kicks, on standards, on corner kicks. And in the run of play, his ability to combine and to see plays forward is really good. But I think people underestimate the intensity at which he plays. He can run. He's fast. He's strong. He's big. He's athletic. So, you know, it's always about testing his mentality to push himself higher to higher and higher limits every day. So, you know, my vision for him is what I say a lot is a modern day David Beckham, where with his right foot, he can put the ball and do whatever he wants with it. And on set pieces, he can have a big effect in a game. But the modern day part is to play with intensity, to sprint more, to cover more ground, to win duels, all of the things that I think make the best players what they are today. Dominik's potential is very high. It's going to be so much about his desire to take advantage of every day, to push himself every day, to never be satisfied, because he can have a rhythm of performances where it can be really high one game and then it can flatten out for a couple. And for him, the challenge is to never be satisfied. And if he does that effectively, I think that he can grow and to be, you know, a player that everyone in the world stage knows his name.
Here's Szoboszlai himself on his development and his ambitions for the future.
I went to Salzburg as a child and I came from like a man. And I came here, it's another league. Also, as I say, I have to take care more of my body. It's more games, more tempo. So I just learned I have to be always ready. Always ready, always 100%, because 90% is not enough. That's what I learned in last 9 months. From 9 months I was 8 injured, but yeah. So my dream as a player, I want to win the Champions League. I want to be a leader in the team. I really want to enjoy football, because I don't like if it's some stress in the football. If I want to just enjoy. I want to play for me, for my parents, for the fans, for who loves to watch and also play football. I want to just enjoy. It will never change from my childhood. Also, still I'm the same. What I would say, taking from myself, like if you have a dream or if you have a goal, what you want to reach, then don't care what the other people are saying. Just do your own thing, work hard for it, and it will come. It will come if you just concentrate on yourself. If you're just taking care of yourself, just working more than the others, taking care of your body than the others. I can say anything more, but like these are the most important things. Just be yourself. Don't care what they say. Just really do your own thing, and it will come.
A All right, Tim, I really liked the conversation you had with Dominik Szoboszlai. How did you feel about it?
Yeah, it was quite it's a different story than you normally get to hear. Mm. It isn't the most traditional way to reach the top for someone born in Hungary, not the biggest football country in the world anymore, not even in the top 25 or top 40, I think.
Yeah.
And his mindset was quite remarkable.
Yeah, I think there was a lot in there, man. From his background in Hungary, you know, small beginnings, his father kind of pushing him, but in the right way, he said, you know, and then the steps to first from Hungary to Austria and then adapting to that environment and then to Germany. It seems like he's taking the right steps as well, right?
Yeah, yeah. He obviously has. He is playing now for Leipzig, but also in every step, the same mindset was there, I think. He told us, well, don't listen to the naysayers and try to find people that push you in the right direction. For example, his father, but also the trainers and managers that he had at Salzburg, Marco Rose, and now at Leipzig also. He is searching for people that pushing him up.
Yeah, to get the most out of him.
Yeah, and he ignores the people that that are keeping him down. So yeah. that's I think, the mentality you have to have when you want to reach the top.
Yeah, man, I can't wait to see what the rest of his career will look like, man, where this mentality will take him. Thank you, Tim, for doing this interview, for collaborating on this podcast with
You're
me.
Welcome, Sam. You're very welcome.
Right, let's do it again sometime.
Yeah, definitely. I hope so.
All right, listeners, thank you for listening to this special episode on Dominik Szoboszlai. We've got a bunch of other cool stories lined up for you, so follow this podcast in your podcast app to never miss an episode. My name is Sam van Raalte.
My name is Tim van Dam.
And on to the next story in the home of football.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.